I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Evening at 11:02, I'm Bob Huesler. This report powered by Bet America, America's sports book. The tragic death of Kobe Bryant is being felt throughout the sports universe and beyond, but the feeling of loss is particularly acute in Los Angeles and the NBA with the announcement today, no basketball tomorrow night at Staples Center. The Lakers game against the Clippers Tuesday night has been postponed. In a statement, the NBA said the decision was made out of respect for the Lakers organization, which is deeply grieving the tragic loss of Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven other people. So, Staples Center, dark on Tuesday. While in Miami, that city is beginning to light up, but the arrival of the Chiefs and Niners, the countdown to Super Bowl 54 is underway. Tonight was Super Bowl media night. Patrick Mahomes has already emerged as a huge NFL star. Now a star grows even more, especially if he wins the Super Bowl. To do it, he and the Chiefs have to get past a very stout Niners defensive team.
Yeah, they're good everywhere. I mean, that's what they play off each other. They know the scheme. They do it well. And so for us, it's about going through the process, going through the game plan, and just executing the plays when Coach Reed calls them.
That audio courtesy of NFL Network. Super Bowl 54, the Chiefs currently a 1.5-point favorite to beat the Niners on Sunday. Positive star for the Devils. We'll check that next. WFAN 2020 Sports Time is 11:03.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Hey, it's Gio. Winter is the perfect time to get the interior of your house painted. Have that den spruced up in time for opening day. Call my friends at Serta Pro Painters for a free estimate at 800-GO-CERTA. 800-GO-CERTA or CERTAPRO.com.
Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Serta Pro says we do painting, you do life.
Your local Kia dealers, where quality and style meet rugged performance. Learn more at Kia.com. Kia, give it everything.
Fan 2020 Sports Time is 11:04. The Devils did not have much to be happy about before the All-Star break arrived, but now they have a chance to hit the reset button. Did it tonight. Came out of the break with a 4-3 shootout victory in Ottawa. They won this game in the shootout after blowing a 2-1 third period lead after the Senators scored a pair of shorthanded goals. This is the Devils' Damon Severson.
Their goalie was hot, but we just knew we needed to pop one by him and then go to overtime, get a shootout, and we just have such skilled players in the shootout. Gusev with a great move, and then Jack finished it. Blackwood came up big.
Yeah, Nikita Gusev scored the first shootout goal for the Devils, and then Jack Hughes ended the shootout with the goal, and Severson mentioned Marcus Hogberg, the Senators goalie, and Hogberg tonight made 50 saves in the loss. Mackenzie Blackwood, the winning goal. Severson had one of the goals tonight for the Devils, who end a three-game losing streak. The Pirates trade former All-Star, two-time Gold Glove outfielder Starling Marte to the Diamondbacks for prospects. Free agent outfielder Nicholas Castellanos, $64 million from the Cincinnati Reds. Former Browns head coach Freddie Kitchens is now on the Giants staff. He'll be their tight ends coach. And Roger Federer, women's top seed Ashley Barty, Novak Djokovic, all on the quarterfinal round schedules tonight at the Australian Open. If Barty wins, she will face 21-year-old American Sophia Kennan, who tonight advanced to the semifinals. This report is brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. 40 degrees and cloudy skies at Central Park. That's what's happening. I'm Bobby Schiller on Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. Listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere. Download the radio.com app. Favorite us today. And if you have a smart speaker, just say, play WFAN.
Sound the fire! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. We'll get back to your calls in a little bit. I just wanted to get some insight here. from a different perspective with the media coverage of this horrific tragedy, and I couldn't think of anybody better than my good buddy Jimmy Traina of Sports Illustrated, SI.com, writes Traina Thoughts, does the SI Media podcast. You wrote a column today, Jimmy, about the media coverage. Now, you're somebody that you and I have had many conversations about this type of stuff over the years. I mean, you're the one who broke the Whitney news, the Whitney Houston news to me many years ago, the death of Whitney Houston. We've discussed the Michael Jackson death. This, to me, was on that level. So first, how did you find out, and give me your initial reaction to the Kobe Bryant news?
I found out, basically, I got two texts, within 5 seconds of each other from two different friends about it. Ironically enough, in a weird twist, I was at the mall with my 14-year-old niece when I got those texts.
Yeah.
Get the text, obviously first thing you do, you go on Twitter. Basically at that point, TMZ had just broken it. I was actually just leaving the mall, so, got home in 5 or 10 minutes. I didn't doubt for a second that it was true. I think a big part of why there was a little bit of a, it was more than a little bit, complete chaos on Twitter is because people still don't want to believe that TMZ is accurate when they break a sports story, or maybe it's a death story. I don't know. But, TMZ broke it, and a lot of people, for some reason, felt compelled to say, they're going to wait to make sure it's true, which, is a nice philosophy. But TMZ is not posting that if it's not true. And then, unfortunately, we dealt with just, a couple of hours of a lot of misinformation about the situation. Unfortunately, the part about Kobe passing tragically in a helicopter crash was true all along from the start.
Right. So let's break this down here. We'll talk with Jimmy Traina of Sports Illustrated. First, I heard this today, and I don't know how true it is. I'm assuming you're more in tune than I am with this. Did TMZ break this before Vanessa Bryant found out? Do we know that?
That is what the Los Angeles police said yesterday at their press conference. That was later in the day at about maybe 5 o'clock Eastern, a couple of hours after this news broke. I talked about this in the office today at Sports Illustrated. Some people, we just don't know how TMZ is so inside that they get that information. We don't know if TMZ broke that, as the family's being told a minute before, a minute out. We don't know exactly the time frame of everything. But, yes, according to the Los Angeles police chief, I believe it was, TMZ broke that before they had, unfortunately, multiple families to inform, not just Vanessa Bryant. So apparently TMZ did that before the police had a chance to.
I mean, but don't you think, now there's no way, I mean, unless you have an idea here, I don't know how you can possibly police this, but that is just so wrong on every freaking level. I mean, hearing about this is bad enough. Hearing about this through TMZ first, that's got to be, it's sickening.
There's a problem in this country where, whether it's sports news or regular news, and we're seeing, we've seen this obviously over the past few years just get worse and worse and worse, where, news is a business, unfortunately. And it's something where organizations, make money off of news. And when that happens, I think, unfortunately, things like this end up happening because TMZ wanted to break that story. I don't know. I don't want to defend TMZ, but I don't know if they knew if the family had been told. Maybe they thought they had. I don't know. It's hard to know what TMZ knew. This is, big thing I wrote today is there is a race and a thirst to be first, and by every outlet. And unfortunately, because of that, you get stuff that's not true.
Are we the consumers to blame here? Is there anything the consumer can do? I mean, can we stop clicking this stuff? Can we stop? How it can't be? I mean, how is it possible? And even forget that, right? TMZ gets it. They know it's fact, and usually they're on top of it. They'll tweet it out there, and I know that it's wrong. But okay, let's just say that they get it out there even before the wife finds out. How then do you explain reports, fabricated reports, nonsensical reports about all of Kobe's children being on this? Where does that crap come from?
Again, I mean, listen, I think there's a difference between, and again, this goes back to the problem we're in, you know, when it comes to the political atmosphere that we're in. There's a difference between fabricating and making a mistake. I have absolutely no idea how someone from ABC News gets on ABC television and says that, and very flippantly and very casually says, where it could be that his four other children are on that helicopter.
I mean, how can you say that?
I don't know how that happens. I don't think the person made it up in that situation. I think maybe they heard something. Maybe, you know, the problem they had there was they went on the air with someone that was on the air with something that clearly was not confirmed, vetted, and, you know, triple checked. I think that was the issue there. How that happens, I don't understand. And the way it was done too was very bizarre. It was like a throwaway line. So the whole thing made no sense and was extremely strange.
Yeah, so I didn't see that. And we're talking with Jimmy Traina of SportsIllustrated.com. You could check out his articles, Traina Thoughts, on SI.com, also host of the SI Media podcast. I didn't see the actual news clip of it. I saw it on Twitter. And I saw, and I'm talking with my wife, and same thing, actually, we were getting out of the mall, and I was saying, once that happens, now we're locked in. I mean, I'm locked in on the phone trying to figure out what the hell's going on here.
Right.
And she's asking me questions. I'm looking down. I see, ABC News says that all four of his daughters, and I got sick reading that. I'm thinking that it's real. It's ABC News. And you're right. Clearly, it wasn't factual. So how the hell could they get to a point, ABC News, that they're letting that get on the air on social media without properly vetting that? There's got to be ramifications for that.
I would be surprised if there weren't for the gentleman who reported that. Again, I that's a situation. I don't know if the producers knew he was going to drop that line. He dropped it very, very casually, which made it more bizarre. And in a situation like that, I mean, listen, maybe it's because I'm in this business now and I'm sort of used to how this stuff works. You know, when that happens, that's when I go searching around to see if anyone else has this information. And, you know, when you see that no one else has that piece of information where you hadn't heard it all day and then that comes, right away, there was a thought there of like, wait a second. How do we know what's going on here? That just added to the madness because nobody else was reporting that. And, even ABC did not make a big deal about that report. It sort of came and went. It was very strange.
How about the Rick Fox stuff? I mean, how does that even happen? How does Rick Fox get thrown into this thing to a point where people are they're thinking he was on it? I mean, how does that happen? Where clearly he wasn't.
Again, I think it happens because people see something on Twitter. And, that one there, I don't even know how that one got started.
Who had that?
I don't know. To be honest with you, on that one, I had not seen anywhere that Rick Fox was on that plane. The only thing I saw were people tweeting like Rick Fox was not on that plane. So I didn't even know how that one got started. Right. I had just seen the aftermath of that one. So I don't know exactly where that one got dispelled, I think, pretty quickly.
Because then he started tweeting, right? I'm with you. I saw the back end of that one, but there were rumors out there that they spread. I mean, you can't just be reporting whoever makes that up. You can't just be saying that people are on there that are not. I mean, it's just completely irresponsible.
Well, I don't even know. And again, it might not even be a case of someone actually reporting it. I think you get people on there who may not be reliable saying, I heard that, or, you know, this could be, and then other people go with it, and it's the sort of, you know, the ball going downhill, for, you know, lack of a better metaphor, and then it just keeps, you know, going and going and picking up steam and, you know, going faster and faster. Mm. That's the problem with Twitter, is that, you know, it's very bizarre that people might not believe information they read on there, but they're quick to spread it. So it's a big problem.
All right,
it's a really big problem.
Couple more before we let you go, and we appreciate the time. We're talking with Jimmy Tran of Sports Illustrated. How big of a problem is social media with this? I mean, I got to believe that that's the majority of blame here.
It's big, but it's also not as big as we think, because we're on it all the time, that the whole world revolves around it. It doesn't. It's still a very small percentage of the world. I think if you were not on it and just following the news on television, you probably didn't think it was as insane as we did by following it on social media. But yeah, listen, here's the thing. You've got to be, it might be a little easier for you and I, because we're in this business and we know who's good, who's not, who's reputable, who's not, who's safe, who's not. But you got to really follow the right people and know who are the people to believe and who are the people not to. And I think maybe a lot of people just want to, they're following the wrong people, or, their news judgment isn't clear. And, unfortunately, I'm not going to make this about policy or anything like that, but we do live in a time where people just, they think the media is just making stuff up left and right, which is just not true. Then, there's a big difference between making something up and getting something wrong.
Right.
So there's this distrust, and there's this, fake news aspect to it. I can assure you, the legitimate news outlets are not trying to get stuff wrong, but mistakes happen. And, in stories like this, I think everyone needs to step back and wait. But this is not a country where we like to wait for things.
That's the problem. Everybody's doing it recklessly. All right, last one in 30 seconds, if you can here, or about 40 seconds before we throw to Bob with the update. What's the plans for the NBA here moving forward? I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a crazy week. I know the Lakers and Clippers already postponed. What do you see playing out here with the NBA as far as their game schedule or honoring COVID?
It's interesting, because I was kind of surprised they played the games yesterday on Sunday. Obviously, playing games again today. Monday, Lakers' first game back was supposed to be tomorrow. That gets canceled. TNT is still planning a pregame show. The Laker-Clipper game was supposed to be at 10 Eastern tomorrow. TNT has a game. I apologize. I forgot what it was, but they do have a game at, I think, 8 o'clock tomorrow that they're going to do a pregame show for that from Staples with the main crew of, Ernie Johnson, Shaq, Barkley, Kenny Smith. I you can have a lot of people tuning in, because we haven't heard really from Barkley. Shaq has done some social media stuff, but obviously Shaq's a huge player in this that people want to hear from. Still really haven't heard from LeBron. So I don't know when exactly the Lakers are going to play again. That's obviously the next sort of chapter in this sad story.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's horrible. I was just trying to look up tomorrow night the game, TNT. I think it's Celtics Heat. Does that sound about
right? Yeah, that could be right, yeah.
All right, Jimmy. Well, we appreciate the couple of minutes. I mean, unfortunately, it's, under the, after the circumstance with the tragedy here. But I appreciate the couple of minutes.
Anytime.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.